Inconceivable, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Lady Lade and read by Katie Hart. Rating PG-13, pairing Derek Styles. Summary. Teen Wolf kink meme prompt. Yeah, I'm a romantic. So, anons, I want stealthy dating tactics. Like, Derek and Styles have been dating for a while, except one of them doesn't know, until someone else makes a comment or they catch a clue. And their only concern is, wait, why haven't we been making out? Though I would love subtle dates and jacket sharing. It starts when Scott mentions, offhandedly, a date? They're not dating. Lydia and Jackson stare because, what the fuck? Of course they're dating, Lydia says. Jackson and Lydia may not be dating anymore, but Jackson thinks it's made them even more terrifying when they work together. Because Jackson and Lydia totally know that those two are dating, even if it is secretly. In which case, they suck at the secretly part. They're not dating, Scott says. Dude, you're Styles' best friend, Jackson says. How are you this oblivious? Scott is kind of a shitty friend. Jackson always knows whom Danny is dating. No, you don't understand, Scott says. They're not actually dating. Dear God. Jackson thinks that possibly this isn't Scott just being completely oblivious to everything but Allison. Lydia obviously agrees. Jackson hasn't seen Lydia this horrified since Algebra 2, when a pothead told her she thought her homework was printed out wrong because the math had letters in it. But they, Jackson says, this is impossible. Everyone knows that they're dating. Jackson is pretty sure that the sheriff knows they're dating. I know, man, Scott says, and he really does sound like he understands their pain. Lydia and Jackson stare at him, and then they stare at each other. Well, fuck. What do Derek and Styles think they're doing, then, exactly? Jackson actually thought that Derek and Styles were dating before Lydia did. He pointed it out one afternoon when they were bored, sitting on Derek's porch as Scott went through the training exercises again, because McCall was frustratingly slow at being a werewolf. Did you notice that Derek always walks Styles to his car, and then shuts the door for him? Jackson says, because if there's one thing that Lydia does better than being perfect, it's gossiping. Does he really? Lydia doesn't even look up from filing her nails. Yeah. He's got this whole thing about Styles and doors. Like, last week when we went out for Mexican, he opened the car door and the restaurant door before and after we ate. Jackson grins as Derek gets a particularly hard hit on Scott's ribs. I think they're secretly dating. Lydia snorts. That's about as likely as me loving my eventual trophy husband. A week later, Lydia has seen the light. You know how we're not allowed over on Thursday nights? She says as Jackson closes his locker. It's because Derek and Styles have a private dinner. They talk about training exercises and do research. So they say, huh? Jackson says. Lydia laughs, and they walk down the hall with linked arms. Because broken up or not, they still rule this school. Jackson and Lydia go to their secret meeting place to digest this, which is to say that they sprawl across both each other and Lydia's bed. It's not like it's just Derek, Jackson finally blurts out, because Jesus fuck. I know, Lydia says. Styles is always making Derek food and cleaning his house. He'd be such a good wife if you weren't so much trouble. And twitchy, Jackson says, because this is indeed true. Maybe it's a werewolf thing that Derek's trying to ease Styles into, and Styles is just oblivious. No, Lydia says. As much as I will never tell this to Styles, he really is clever. God, are those two losers. They actually eat dinner and make up training exercises on Thursday nights. It's a tragedy, Jackson agrees. This has to stop. They have to actually start dating. I am committed to this idea of the world as a fact, and I will not be wrong, Lydia says. Jackson grins. If Lydia says she won't be wrong, then she won't be, even if she has to beat them both into submission and supervise the dates herself. After they finish bemoaning their against styles and their combined stupidity, it takes about a week, they come up with a foolproof, well, Styles and Derek-proof, plan. Step 1. Compile a list of ongoing actions that mean Derek and Styles are dating. Step 2. Show said list to Derek and Styles and humbly accept their gratefulness when they are enlightened. Step 3. Veggie shakes, Lydia says. You are not Nikita, Jackson says. But I could be, Lydia says. Jackson thinks that, sadly, this is true. But without the whole crack addict routine, because Lydia is far too smart for that. Wait, Jackson says 2 days later. Wouldn't that mean Derek is Michael? Well, yes, Lydia says. But in this scenario, Michael is in love with Barkov. Jackson's never going to be able to watch Nikita again without laughing the entire time. Or feeling nauseous. He hasn't decided which. They go to the movies together, Jackson says. I know for a fact that Derek usually buys Styles' ticket, Lydia says. Styles is the only one allowed to use the kitchen, Jackson says. Derek practically builds Styles' nests on the porch when he thinks it's too cold for Styles to be in just a jacket when he watches us train, Lydia says. I'm pretty sure those are blankets from Derek's bed, Jackson says. Styles is the only one allowed to call Derek pet names, Lydia says. Wait, when did this happen? Jackson says. It's Derek. Sour Wolf is practically the only pet name for him, Lydia says. This is true, Jackson says. Have you noticed Styles is the only one he calls names and threatens on a regular basis? Lydia glares at their list and makes that high, frustrated sound that only women can properly do. Jackson doesn't know if it's because threatening bodily harm is an acceptable way for Derek to flirt, or because both Derek and Styles are that idiotic. But either way, he feels her pain. I'm not helping you with this, Scott says when Jackson tells him the plan, and veggie shakes are gross. This is why you'll always be a loser, McCall, Jackson says. They're driving me insane, Lydia says. It's throwing off my sleep cycle. You saw them holding hands too, Jackson says. They were holding hands, Lydia says. Styles was dragging Derek into the comic store by his hand, Jackson says. So, yes. Lydia actually looks like she's considering crying. We should move on to step 2, Jackson says. I'm going to murder them in their sleep, Lydia says. They corner both Derek and Styles in the living room after their next training practice. You need to actually start dating, Lydia tells them. What? Styles squawks. We have been dating, Derek says. See, Styles says. We've been what? I take you to the movies, Derek says. You told me no one else will go to see them with you, Styles says, complete with flailing arms. They won't, Derek says, because I don't invite them. Styles gapes. How long has this been going on? 5 months, Jackson and Lydia say. 5 months. 5 months! I'm sorry, but what the hell? Styles says. Lydia is smirking and preening as Styles starts babbling something about informed consent. Jackson admires how hot she looks when she's getting her way. They discreetly leave their list on the coffee table as they sneak away. Then they fist bump when they get outside. It's time for step 3, and then it's mission accomplished. 2 days later, when a cold front blows through town, they see Styles pull on Derek's jacket before he rushes out of school. "We are so awesome," Jackson says. "You could be Owen," Lydia agrees. "It's Thursday," Jackson says. "You know they always talk about pack business after dinner," Lydia says, but she's smothering laughter. Jackson grins. "So they say." The end.